Hi, welcome to As I See It, Sober Moments with Karen. Today I want to talk a little bit about what they say. They being the collective conscious out there, or the voices in my head, I'm not sure which. The talk about there's really only two emotions, fear or love. So I'm just going to start the 2-minute timer. When I first heard that, it was back probably in the late 80s, early 90s, and I'm not exactly where it came from, but I know that at the time I was listening to Marianne Williamson tapes. She used to do some speaks on tapes back then when she was starting her Course in Miracle work, and she used to talk about that there only were the two emotions. You either lived in fear or you lived in love. And everything else was just a reaction to one of those two emotions. And I can tell you, in early sobriety, I didn't live in love very often. I spent 90% of my day, probably about 95 to 98, to be quite frank, in fear. But what it helped me to do and identify was when I was fearful, say I was angry, I was able to kind of sit there and say, well, if that's kind of like not the real emotion, it's got to do with fear, what is the fear that I'm reacting to anger in? And it used to help me to get down to really what was happening and for me at the time. So the reason why I'm thinking about this today is because tonight I'm full of fear. I have to pass a test tomorrow for my job. I don't have to. I'm not going to lose my job. It's nothing like that. But it's just that I want to, because I want to get back to it. And I have to pass it. And I'm quite concerned about it. And I'm not usually one who lives in fear anymore. And actually, it's been quite a while since I've had this amount of fear about what could happen. And of course, the only way for me to battle fear is to, going back to the basics, which is what I used to do, was I'd say the Serenity Prayer. And by saying the Serenity Prayer, it would remind me that I can't change things. I can only have power over myself and not things out there. And it would help me to let go. So tonight, I'm actually doing a podcast, and this one is 100% for me. Actually, they all are, but this one especially. Because as I'm talking to you, I'm remembering the things that I need to do to help me move from fear into love. And there is the 2-minute timer. And, you know, the whole idea about moving into love, I think, you know, although it's not said, it's kind of implied that love is God's love. That love is also a love of ourselves, a love of the rest of humanity. But it first starts with God's love. So to get out of fear, when I would pray to God and say the Serenity Prayer, it really was to move out of the fear and towards the love that I have, and that just grew the faith. So tonight, I'm going to go, when I'm done here, and I'm going to sit, and I'm going to read a little bit of literature, and do a little bit of praying, and I'm going to recite the Serenity Prayer, and take a couple of deep breaths. And that is one of the ways that I learned in my early years of sobriety, how to release some of that anxiety and move from fear towards love. I'd love to hear what you do today when you feel anxious or you feel fearful. What are the tools in your toolkit? You can write in the comments below, or you can email me at sobermoments@yahoo.com. I want to thank you for listening, and I'm wishing everybody another 24 hours of contented sobriety.